Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I had an amazing moment as I was walking home from the subway today.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking past the deli on 149th.
Yep.
And the guy who works at the counter saw me and we like said hey to each other.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm a regular.
This is my neighborhood.
I've thought about
that. I do like that feeling.
That Sylvan Esso song. Hey, Mommy.
Hey, Mommy.
That was in my playlist today, too.
Dang. Tell us what else was on your new playlist today for yoga.
Mom. Oh, what I just showed you, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I have a really dope.
Well, any and all of it, but also, yeah, that specifically.
Oh, I can tell you.
Your playlist.
Do the people want to know?
Yeah, give them a few of the top hits, you know.
Okay, so we've got...
Close your eyes and imagine you're in Brooke's yoga class right now.
We've got Hey Mommy from Sylvan Esso.
Mm.
We've got some remixes of Work by Rihanna.
Oh, nice.
If I Were a Boy.
Uh-huh.
Ready for It. Cardio is Barbie Girl.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Somebody Told Me by Charlie Puth.
Mm-hmm.
The Call.
Mm-hmm.
By the Backstreet Boys.
Incredible.
And then I found this like cover remix of Dancing Queen that's like,
it's pretty remarkable.
Really outstanding. And then some Betty Who, and then Yebba Sam Smith song for Cool Down.
Sure.
And an instrumental version of Dancing on My Own for Shavasana.
Wow. That's a good selection.
Uh-huh. Lots of throwbacks this week.
Yeah, I like
this
that.
Month.
This month.
You know what? Speaking of, Robin had a new single drop today.
She did. I haven't listened to it yet, but I've
listened to it thrice.
Amazing. Has it saved your soul?
A little bit it has.
That's so nice.
Because I waited from 9 to 3 for the pest control to come, and they didn't.
Oh.
I had to Skype my therapist today because I was waiting for her here. It was weird.
Are they going to give you money off or something for not showing up?
We're going to figure it out.
Okay, super fun.
Have you Skyped anyone recently?
It's been a while, although I set up Skype calls for my boss sometimes.
So do you hear how like the new version of the ringtone?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, the like beep boop beep one.
Yeah, but it's like
boop,
super
beep, boop.
It's like super like jazzy now.
Maybe I haven't heard it recently.
Yeah.
I'll have to launch my Skype just to check it out. Hottest
remix. Let me know, I'll call
2018.
You. Put it on the playlist.
Oh yeah.
Why haven't you taken my yoga class yet? Splat listeners.
Splat listeners. You could also say that to me.
Bridget.
I know.
I don't teach when it's a good time for you.
No, you don't. But still, if I was a good friend, I would have quit my job and taken your yoga class.
Well, you did quit your job.
I did. I don't think anyone knows that.
Oh, are we allowed to talk about
it? Well, yeah, but we've been dancing around it on the podcast for weeks, among other big life changes. But guys, I quit my job, and I quit it because I have another new job lined up.
Yay.
Yay.
I also quit Flywheel.
You did. It was a huge, it's been a couple of weeks here around Splat headquarters, which consists of the entirety between Harlem and
it spans a lot
Prospect Lefferts Gardens,
New York.
It does. That's our and roaming grounds. Words. I'm doing super well.
Yeah, it's okay. This episode really.
My brain's kind of falling.
Oh,
apart.
We should say where we are.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Bridget. Hi, everybody. Welcome to
Splat,
the podcast where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about
Sex in the city, 10 years younger
and 20 years later. There we go.
Oh, it's
that was
just
definitely our first time doing it. And there wasn't a time
there
before.
There was not a time before where I spontaneously forgot who we are, where we are, what we're doing, what matters, what year it is.
It is 2018. Do you know where your children are?
No.
Me either.
They're in like 2025 probably is where they are.
Interesting. They're just a glimmer in mine lover's eye.
That's right.
Wherever he is.
Whomever. Wherever.
woman
Wemstever.
To be together.
And that's the deal, my dear.
Ran
up my dad about. I had us all of Laundry Service memorized at some point.
I'm a believer.
That's it. That's Shakira. That's Shrekira. Right.
Shakirex.
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 Oh, Shrek-a-wreck.
Did you see that thing that was posted on our, that friend of the pod, Anne, posted on our Facebook page today?
Oh, I did not.
It's a coloring book of Shreks in the City.
Stop.
Not it. Of the one I made, of like another one.
No, but someone has done that?
Yeah, we're not the first people
Holy
to do that.
Holy shit.
But that was four Shreks.
Well, fuck me.
Four Shreks dressed as the four of them. So I can
Gorgeous.
Pull it up for you
Please
right
do.
Now.
I want to see it.
This episode really fucked me up.
Yeah, in fact, Brooke and I were going to record on Monday, but A, we hadn't seen each other in like 3 days, so we just wanted to talk and catch up, and we were in weird moods already, and this episode is hard, and it put both of us in weird moods and headspaces. This is, I think, one of the most real episodes I've seen yet.
All right.
Do you want to dive in, honestly?
I
it's a kind
do.
Of a big
like
one, and there's
going
to be
a lot to talk about. Let me get comfy.
We're approaching the end of the season rapidly. This is episode 15 of season 4.
Where is the little girl I carried?
Oh shit!
When did she get to be so sharp?
So married.
Wasn't it yesterday? You know.
Gorgeous. It's been a while since we've really gotten a full Brooke rendition. Wow. Brooke is somehow, first of all, very flexible, as a yoga teacher should be, but she is taking up the entire L-shaped couch they have. Not in the way you'd expect. Her legs are both on different legs of the couch. It's really impressive. God, I'm blessed. Carrie.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Change of address.
It's an amazing.
It's probably the best pun of them so far. So it is change of a space dress.
And Charlotte's in a tap class for tea, for two.
Because she
Look
has
that extra behind her.
She's diving into a new routine because, you know, she is single and she's telling the girls later when they're out, she's like, I feel good. I signed up for tap.
Carrie is wearing a literal entire family of oysters.
Of pearls. Yeah. She murdered a whole bed
clams?
Of oysters.
Oysters. And, can someone clams? Tell us of where
pearls come in clams, right? You're right.
And who do we
run
into?
Sorry, the other girls aren't there. It's actually, I misspoke. It's Charlotte is having dinner with Carrie and Aiden.
Yeah. And who do we run into but your friend and mine?
Sharon.
Susan, Sharon.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say Sharon Susan and I should have.
And she's blonde now. Was she blonde before? No, right?
I think so. Maybe I'm just
remembering her as like much more of a Selma Blair type.
Oh, maybe. There have been so many of these people coming and going. Basically, she's like, how are you? And as loud as she and her Susan Sharon voice can be. And Carrie tells her, you know, oh, I'm fine, just writing and doing all these things. And Charlotte's like, you forgot the most important thing. And Aiden's like, hello.
And she's like, oh, we're engaged. So Susan Sharon was like, Aiden, oh my God. And it was like, oh, I guess she knows
she
Aiden.
She knows Aiden, yeah. She freaks out, of course, loudly, as she would be prone to do, and asks to see the ring.
And Carrie's still wearing it around her neck, which I just,
awkwardly.
I do find weird.
And she does the whole it's closer to my heart thing. And Sharon is kind of like, oh, well, anyway, let's talk about this wedding. She asks if that's what the cool people are doing these days. And Carrie's like, nope, just me. And it's clear Aiden doesn't really like it or feel comfortable with it. But he hasn't said anything to her.
She's just asking. And they've only been engaged a very short time.
That's true. I agree. I don't think you need right away to.
Although we have no idea how time moves in
this. That's true. It could already have been 2 months in the last two episodes. So. But still, it's fairly short. And it's not like you post it on Instagram in this day and age. So you really do have to, like, tell people when you meet them. And
oh, I guess that's...
Right? Isn't that funny?
Everybody's going to know when I'm engaged. I'm going to get a fucking... I'm going to have a mass email sent that's going to be like that email you get. That text, that's chain text. But like, if you don't forward this to 10 people, you will collapse in on yourself in the bathtub.
You'll see a little girl at your foot of your bed tonight at midnight.
You have to tell 10 people that I'm engaged.
and then it's a link just to the Instagram post. Incredible.
Can you imagine? That's a funny bit.
It is a funny bit. It's funny until the second you make it reality.
I was just going to say, future Brooke, listen to this episode.
That's right. How will she know? You got to plant yourself some reminder so you'll find it.
Oh my God. I got to send myself in forward in time.
Oh yeah. To where my kids are living in 2025.
Oh my God, am I not getting engaged until 2025? No, I guess that's a legit possibility.
It's not that far off is the crazy thing.
It's 6-7 years.
Yeah. I would guess it would happen before, but that's not that far off.
I would be 31.
Yeah. So that's
33.
Yes. 7 years from now.
Okay.
Okay. So, well, you'll probably. Chances are, unless there's been a nuclear apocalypse.
Which there, honestly, that's more likely than getting engaged at this point.
That's true. In the next 7 years? Yeah. I would agree. Ooh, boy.
I'm going to go skewer myself. Taking
closer to all of our own personal doomsday clocks. I don't know. Do I need to be married? No. Do I want a partner, a serious partner in that time? Yeah. I would probably like to be married,
though. I also want to throw a big party.
Oh, yes. Wait, really fast. That's what I was going to say.
Do you want to wait till Delta up so you can just...
Yeah, but I'll just say I was this... Brooke went away last weekend. I went away this weekend to be, I was a bridesmaid at my friend's wedding. And it was just like, I'm not a wedding person really, but it was so exciting. And I was like, oh, I get it, you know, and you're embarking on this life. And it was so cool. And I was like restored also to enjoying love and wanting love, and which is kind of sucks, but
it's the worst,
but it was also just beautiful.
I forgot that I had gone away last weekend. That's what was happening.
Oh, that's
over
what here. That laugh was. Yeah. Doesn't that feel like 10 million years ago?
Yeah.
You and Sam Waterston, baby.
Yeah. So Samantha is with Richard and they are like
fucking like bunnies. She's sleeping over at his house, except it's all professional. They're looking through. So she's looking in on page 6 in the paper in the morning and she sees that he's in the paper with another...
Canoodling
with another woman.
And she calls the author, the journalist...
The columnist, JJ, is that his name?
JJ Abrams, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's not JJ Abrams.
No, I wish.
It's JJ something.
JJ something. And she's like, why would you print this bullshit? And he's like, he's like, it's not BB London.
She's like, no, he's only canoodling with one woman, and it isn't that woman...
And he's like,
all he's doing is making sexual passes
and
innuendos.
And he keeps calling her Jonesy.
Which I hate.
It's very, you know, she clearly uses him as her go-to for a reason because he like really wants her to play along.
And Samantha goes to Richard and is like, this is stupid. I heard this, but I'm telling you. And he's like, no, it's true.
And she's like, and he asks if it's going to be a problem. And she says, well, no, it is a problem. But her quick thinking answer is that if she's going to do her job, she needs to know all the facts. So he's got to keep her in the loop.
And then he's like, get that sexy ass in here. And she's like, okay.
So she drops trow and drops robe and steps on into the shower.
And he gets the like shower head.
And in an effort to drown out thoughts of him canoodling with BB New Earth.
Literally, Samantha comes in like
2.5 seconds.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And now across town in a less glamorous shower, Aiden comes into
Carrie's shower. He comes crashing in, surprises her. And she's like, have we met? It's funny. Do I know you? And he's like, the walls are coming down soon. The drywall guys are coming. Like, I just need to be in and out really fast. She's like, dude, why didn't you? Also, if you're about to do all the drywall shit, why are you showering now? You're about to knock a bunch of walls down.
And he's saying that the washer dryer is coming. And then he starts talking about like when they're going to get married. And he's saying like, we want to go to Hawaii. He wants to go to Hawaii and get Maui'd.
Which makes her laugh.
And they have a bit about getting she goes, did you just pun me in the nude?
Yeah. Surprised he didn't follow it up with a lay joke, you know, like a get Maui'd and then get laid.
Aiden is all about love.
That's right.
Never sex. She's sort of like, no.
Dancing around it. And she's like, do I seem like a Hawaii girl to you? And which, fair like, point, but when has Aiden ever really understood who she is or vice versa?
And he's like, okay, Colorado.
Which, again.
And you can see that Carrie's like, does not like talking about.
Doesn't want to get into it. Does not. Yeah, it's she doesn't quite know how to hide her discomfort even.
And then Miranda is in her sonogram.
And the woman shows her the heartbeat and the head. And then she's basically like, if you want to know gender, the sex, you can
the
know.
Sex.
She calls it the sex. That's right. If you want to know the sex, I can tell you right now. And she says, okay, and it's a boy. And Miranda's reaction is kind of like, cool, it's a boy, you know. But the technician is like, it's a boy. Like, aren't you so excited? And is clearly waiting for a specific reaction from Miranda.
And then gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon
makes her eyes wide and her eyebrows go up.
Like, and she's boy, like, boy, oh boy.
It's, yeah. And then she's telling Carrie on the street and she's like, I was lying there.
Okay. I'm sorry. Before we get into
this. I'm sorry. We have to talk about this. This is the most asinine costume outfit I have seen.
I couldn't even. So she's wearing a green polka dot skirt. Fine. Okay. Then she's wearing the belt that goes with the green polka dot skirt around her bare midriff.
Like right around her waist.
She has maybe two shirts.
It's like she was wearing like a bandeau top tied and then half on top of it, she's wearing like an office shirt that has been cut at the boobs.
That's what it is.
So it's like a nipple crop top office shirt with a weird bandeau bra under it with a green polka dot
belt
around her midriff. And then this skirt. And here's the thing.
She's wearing leaves in her hair.
Yeah. On this body, it's hard to do this. But like the skirt is pulled at that uncomfortable like 2002 weird place down around her hips that like gives her little indents that I'm like, how did you even do that on her body? It does not look like it fits her.
Yeah.
And her hair has this like plant leaf crown thing happening.
I cannot figure this out for the life of me.
And no one around her reacts, which like fair, it's New York, but
no.
Miranda looks normal and she looks like a demented.
Oh my God, it's not a green fairy. It's not a green polka dot
skirt.
No.
The skirt has a different pattern on it.
I didn't clock that.
It has like fern leaves across it. This is really.
It's terrible.
Unbelievable.
It's so bad. We need to post this because.
We will. I'll find a better photo of it or I'll pause
it. I'll screenshot it. Yeah. It is. I like can't look. It's like looking at a car wreck.
I was on the train and I had to go back and watch this scene again because I was just talking to myself like, what the fuck is she wearing? And realized I'd missed all the important Miranda stuff.
Yeah.
Miranda, who has a cute little bump also.
Yeah.
Basically, Miranda's like, she tells her what happened with the technician and then Carrie's reaction is like, it's a boy, Miranda. And Miranda's like, see, that's the reaction she wanted. Like,
everyone else is glowing about my pregnancy.
Yeah.
And Carrie's sort of like, well, that's kind of what I'm doing with my engagement.
Yeah, she's like,
I just saw a poster for American Pie 2 that made me laugh.
Oh, that's so funny. I've seen the first 2/3 of that movie like 7 times.
She's a deadbeat bride.
She feels
so
like a deadbeat
Carrie's
bride.
Like,
that skirt is not. Ugh.
She's like, maybe. And you know what's weird about it too? Is that it looks like it would be an elastic. It looks like it's an elastic skirt.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's cotton, whatever.
But it's,
so Carrie's like, maybe I'm not the marrying kind. And she's like, maybe you just have to like get it over with. Like the first one.
Miranda says to her, I have an idea.
Like, well, yeah. So she's like, let's go to that horrible bridal shop a couple blocks away, try on a terrible dress, and then you'll know. And then you'll be able to like actually look.
And Carrie's like, there's no way I'm going to do that unless I get something in return. And Miranda's like, okay, I'll try a dress on.
And Carrie's already, she's like, maybe I'm not the marrying kind, which is, and she's like, I'll get you a tasty delight.
And Carrie says, you're going to need to do a lot more than tasty delight.
Are they standing in the middle of the street?
I think they're standing right by the curb. But yes, basically.
It's interesting because Big was sort of like, you're not going to marry him, which I'm sure will come into play.
But the thing is, I think Big was kind of talking out his ass. And the thing is, like, her friends could probably have also been like, you're not going to marry him.
This doesn't make any sense.
So basically, no, it doesn't.
And look at her perfect
abs.
And
no one's treating her like a crazy human. So they go in and talk to this woman and they basically ask for as many frills and ruffles and buttons and bows as they can. They try the dresses on. They come out in this really cute moment together. They're like laughing so hard they cannot breathe. It's a really sweet friendship moment. And then Carrie straight up has a panic attack.
She puts the veil on her head. Carrie looks in the mirror.
Like, she's like, get up on the little pedestal thing. And Carrie has a panic attack.
Like full panic attack.
She's like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Get me out of this. Get me out of this.
They rip the dress open.
Because it has all these finicky little buttons and like
it's a
lace.
Wedding dress.
And it
also,
goes
that's
around
not
her
how,
neck.
That's not how wedding dress fittings work. Like you don't
not
like
at
there's
all.
No way.
Although I guess if the idea is it's like budget wedding dress place.
But like they, I guess the sizes maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Carrie is a sample size, I bet. I don't know how they did Miranda though. Miranda, they're sitting on the floor and Carrie's like breathing, heaving breaths. And Miranda's like, what just happened?
And then Carrie's like, I can't get married. And of course it cuts right to Charlotte. And Charlotte's like, no, slow down. This is classic.
Cold feet. Let's not do anything rash.
And Carrie shows her this stress rash she has on her stomach. Like,
crazy ass rash all over her midriff.
She's like, my body is literally rejecting.
And Samantha says, once you get a rash from a guy, it's time to heave ho. She's so ready for, she was accepting, but she's, I think, ready for Carrie to also not be married.
Yeah. Oh my God. If this does. Okay. I like the like saucy, like broccoli bite.
I know. So Carrie asks an interesting question, which is basically like, give me one good reason why we have to get married.
And so we don't die alone. Charlotte was like, okay, sense of security.
For me, that's what it gave me. And Carrie's like, I feel secure now. Things are great with us. I love Aiden. You know what they say. If it ain't broke.
Don't marry, it says Samantha.
And Miranda says, what are you afraid would change? And Carrie says, nothing, everything. I think Charlotte has a fair point here, which is every bride feels this way sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's clear that Carrie is having an immense emotional reaction.
Yeah, and Miranda asks her why she even said yes in the first place. And she's like, what are you going to do when the man that you love gets down on his
knees in the street?
Yeah.
And proposes to you. Samantha's kind of like, okay, look, then get married, hope for the best. And if it doesn't work, get divorced.
And tap dance with little Bojangles over there. Referencing Charlotte and her tap dancing.
You're right. And Carrie's like, no, I cannot get married and take a vow for life if what I mean is for the foreseeable future.
And she's like, how do I even talk to Aiden about this? Like, okay, so here's my question for you.
Yeah.
Carrie goes, I should have never said yes. I'm a bad person. Miranda says something interesting, but In a courtroom, reasonable doubt can get you off for murder, but in an engagement, it makes you feel like a bad person.
Yes.
And, you know.
Very lawyerly of her.
Do you think that you would talk to someone if you were having doubts?
After I'd already said yes?
Yeah.
I think you have to. I think if you feel anything except 100% excited for an extended period, you know, beyond like little doubts. I think you cannot, it's like sunk cost fallacy, you know, the idea that like you're too far into something to give it up when in reality what you're giving up is the rest of your life and freedom and the potential to find a real partner, and you're trapping someone else in something that isn't real.
Yeah. Carrie's questioning the system and how like we're very progressive as a society, but there are still these like benchmarks that we
feel like we have to hit.
Marriage, babies, home.
Right.
Are we programmed?
Basically, just are we programmed? You know, like, so our lives are all going to follow these tracks.
I mean, like, I think, yeah, in a way.
Yeah, we operate within.
Well, because also, like, our body.
Systems
like,
within systems.
And also, like, as animals, we're, like,
right.
Meant to, like, our bodies are here to reproduce.
Well, reproduction, yeah, but there we humans impose so much around the reproduction and the marriage and the monogamy and that, because there are people who, you know, argue we aren't truly monogamous. There are people who, I don't know, who don't have romantic attraction. There are people who.
Yeah.
But in general, yeah. And I think that's what makes being an outlier so difficult, is because the way that you're measured is like succeeding is by hitting those benchmarks.
Yeah, it's super normative.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm interested to talk. Like, I wonder what this would look like in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it would be, honestly, I don't think it would be that different.
No, I don't think so either.
I think the questions.
With the small exception that. Well, I think social media would be interesting, because if or Carrie would or would not post about it, and how much more difficult it would be once it was announced to try and revoke that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that.
When everyone knows.
Yeah. So Carrie's like, I got to follow my gut. My gut's telling me to smoke again. She goes to the bodega to buy. And then coincidentally, the magazines happen to
all
be bridal
magazines. As if the street cart guy is like cornered the market here and is like, if I sell bridal magazines with cigarettes here, I'll get the best of both worlds.
And so Carrie starts looking. She's trying to figure out.
She's like, could I be a spring bride? She's sitting on the floor of her apartment in her bedroom and everything is covered because Aiden's about to break through the wall. And she's looking at these brides. And then
the wall breaks and she's like, stop. But like, of course he's not going to hear her.
He is swinging a sledgehammer on the other side.
But she starts to have another panic attack. She goes in the other apartment and like gets him to stop.
She's wearing bad extensions again.
Horrible.
Not even brushed.
Like so bad you can see where the ponytail ends.
Yeah. And the It's weird how they put so much care into some things, and then sometimes you're like, what the fuck? Do you think, what was going through Sarah Jessica Parker's head when she was handed that outfit from earlier to wear?
I don't know.
And like when she put it on.
I don't know.
Anyway, Aiden.
She's like, I'm having a really hard time with all of this.
Aiden stops. He looks so funny. He has the huge, what's it called? Not the hammer. What is it called?
Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer slung over his shoulder.
And Carrie is very honest.
She is. Finally.
She says, I love you and I'm sorry if I'm not supposed to talk to you about this.
But it's about the marriage stuff. I have to. And she basically, he's like, come here. And he pulls over a little like working blanket for her to sit on. Like,
puts her in child's pose.
Well, she.
And then he's like, what's wrong with you?
He just wants her to sit. And I think she kind of like falls into child's pose. Because then he's really like, he's like, what's happening? He gets down with her. And Carrie, deep breaths. Her rings hanging around her neck. She says, I didn't want to see anything. But then that thing came through my wall.
My wall, I think is interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she hasn't really.
She says, I don't think I'm ready to get married yet.
Which is super honest of her.
Which like, and she's like, do you hate me?
And he says, no, come on. And he says, you're catching me a little off guard here, which is fair, I think. And he's being very calm about it. And he says, okay, I hear you. And he gets down on the floor with her, basically like, you know, he's going to talk it out with her. And he says that he needs a minute. And then he asks her.
Yeah. he says, is it because I wanted to get Maui'd? And she laughs.
And she says, thank you for joking. And he says, yeah, we needed that right now. So
I think this is like a really beautiful moment in a relationship. And he's like, let's slow it down. Which like, yes. I think is totally.
That's the perfect response right here for what he thinks is happening, you know?
He asks how much time.
He's like 3 months.
6 months or nine.
A year.
And she doesn't have an answer for him.
And he's like, the end of the year then? And she says, which year? Which honestly, if I was Aiden, would probably freak me out right there. But he says, so you just need some time. And she's like, yeah, I think so. And he says, okay, we'll get there.
Which, he's like, really, it's like, really lovely. This is why people love Aiden.
Yeah, he's very, when it really comes down to it, he's like suddenly so deeply mature and thoughtful and loving.
Yeah. But we find out later that he actually isn't.
No. Not
at all. Which like, of course, this must be hard for him.
But also, and this is round two, and she cheated on him.
Right.
Like, damn. The next day, Miranda enjoyed a few moments of solitude with her bills and her cleaning lady.
So Magda.
Magda's back.
Magda comes in and is like, hey, it's a boy. She's like, she found it. The same thing happens. We're like,
she finds the sonogram. She freaks out about the boy. And she's like, boys are good luck. Like, thank goodness. You know, that's all. You wouldn't want to have anything but a boy. And then she tells her, she's literally like, smile. And then she gets in Miranda's face and is like, smile for a boy.
And then Miranda does the same thing that she did in the
She like really waits office. It out. And people really insist. And then she accidentally sets her coffee down on the sonogram and gets a little ring on it.
This is an amazing moment. So Charlotte is in dance class and everybody partners up and comes down.
They start to do like floor exercises. Yeah, where you do something 2x2 and everyone around her just kind of pairs up and she's the last one and the teacher's like, okay, come on down.
He keeps calling her flowers because she's wearing flowers.
And she's like, I don't have a partner. And he says, go it alone and go. She says, I don't want to go it alone.
And she like has this whole moment. She's like, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I shouldn't have to. Like,
and
she goes
you
on this
should
whole
think about people who might come into your class and might be recently divorced.
And it's like, well, Charlotte, no.
No. And everyone in the class is staring at her. And then she kind of takes a deep breath and she walks and gets her things. And we just like see her in the mirror. And then she walks out.
Yeah.
And there is, and Carrie's basically like, maybe Charlotte wasn't doing as hot as she thought.
So now we're at Richard's black and white ball. Now, I just like, I understand that it's a black and white ball. And I understand that it's like, it's a little heavy handed, but I'm like, how dare you, Carrie? How dare you come to an event in a white dress when you just like essentially broke off your engagement?
Yeah. I mean, she looks like she is getting married. It's essentially
and
a
wedding
dress. And
also, this really is just like something small, but Aiden is rented a tux and he's wearing a tie instead of a bow tie. And it drives me insane.
Yep. Glad to know that about you.
Just like for the sake of this event, he should be in a bow tie.
Well, and it seems like the kind of thing Carrie would know and would
tell him.
I
just feel
him.
Like if you wear a tie.
It seems very on track for Aiden.
I just feel like if you're wearing a tie, you're wearing a suit that you right. already own.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the fact that you rented a tux.
Yeah, put it on, feels, make it happen. Yeah.
Feels bow tie-y to me.
Absolutely.
Like if you rent like suit.
Hang your hat on that. I love it.
It just feels like the difference between a suit and a tux.
I think we got to commit. I think Aiden's trash and I think the tie confirms it. You know? Charlotte, on the other hand, looks fucking banging. She's wearing like a prom dress, but it has this cool, for her, I think, a very like risque, strappy thing going on the top.
Yeah, Miranda's a little blonder than we've seen her.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's kind of softened down a tiny bit.
Yeah, and Samantha's wearing black and white leopard, of course.
Mm-hmm. And she...
And that fucking...
J.J. What's his face?
J.J. Abrams.
Is like... J.J. Abrams, exactly. My guy.
It's like J.J. Abrams, but kind of looks like Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes. I kept seeing a little bit of that Lin-Manuel in there.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. And... He's basically like, you know, so you were right.
Actually, it looks like chubby Raul Esparza.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I still see a little.
Put them both together.
There, yeah. So JJ's like.
We see Richard.
He says to her, he's like, I heard. He's like, you were right about Bebe Neuwirth. He's been only been canoodling one woman.
Definitely not Bebe Neuwirth.
Well, that's who it was in the first one.
No, Bebe Neuwirth is a real person.
Oh, fuck me. What's her name? Bebe what? Bebe. Oh my God! Wait, is Bebe Neuwirth who I think it is? Fuck.
Bebe
Neuwirth. Wow, I really
is like
wish
a,
that was the plot of this.
Fosse era Broadway star.
That's yeah. Well, that would certainly change the plot of this episode. Yes, she really is. Okay. Well,
it's like Bebe Golden or something.
Bebe Woodson or something. It's not Bebe Neuwirth.
That was like fucking Elaine Stritch. What did you say, Diane Stritch?
No, it was something E. It was what was it? It was like it'll come to me. Cause Elaine is her real name. Mm-hmm. I forget what I called her. Okay, it'll come to me. Anyway, he's like, you're right. No Bebe Neuwirth, but she is canoodling just one woman. And Samantha's like, oh, you heard? And then he's like, yeah, look at them. And he's with another woman. And it's not Bebe Neuwirth. So Richard is with someone else. And Samantha storms over to her friends. And she's like, Richard is fucking a bunch of people. And I care about it. I got monogamy from you people.
I love it. Okay, so Aiden is also like holding Carrie's stomach like she's pregnant. And do you see what I mean, though?
About
everyone else is in a fucking tux.
Oh yeah, well, and bow tie I think in general is just it's dressed up and it's tux. You're definitely right about that.
And Charlotte's like, well, why don't you tell Richard how you feel? Like, look at how Aiden is touching her. It's so weird.
Yeah, he really can't stop touching her. And Samantha's basically like, okay, I'm going over there. She's going to intervene with another woman. I'm going to talk to Richard.
She's
going to
be completely professional, she says.
And she goes over, she smacks into the woman who almost falls over and somehow doesn't see.
And she goes,
Samantha.
And she goes, this is purely professional. And she grabs him by the balls.
Exactly says, how many women are you fucking?
And he makes a dumb joke.
It's the black and white ball, not the black and blue ball.
And she basically goes on this rant about how it's like bad to be fucking so many different people. And it makes investors
nervous.
And he's like, oh, it makes you nervous. And she goes, as your publicist, yes.
But she's not very good at disguising her.
She says, so grow up, stop fucking other women,
and just fuck me. And he says, come on, we're not monotonous.
And Richard goes on this whole thing about that.
I mean, monogamous type. Haha. And she says, well, maybe I am, which is a crazy, crazy thing for Samantha to be saying, of course. And Richard doesn't maybe understand quite how much, but she's like, but also good for her for following her feelings and saying it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Giving it a chance.
And then
she grabs J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
And she takes him into the bathroom and they fuck. And then on her way out, he can't come.
No, yeah, he gets soft.
Yeah, so and we definitely see some ball sack there for the first time.
That's such a, what's your response to that?
I don't know. It's.
I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah, it definitely depends. In this situation, I would be like, I would. Just be out of there.
I would be like, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't mind when it happens because usually, I don't know, it's, yeah, no, I don't. I don't mind.
They get so embarrassed.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm pretty low-key about it, you know?
No, me
and,
too.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
So and I think that's wise because I just, you can't make it. And I also don't care, you know? Like, especially if I've had my fun. Well, you know, it's fun to try and get back into it, though.
Yeah, me too.
That's where a blowjob comes in handy, honestly.
I love a good blowjob.
Yeah, same. Love to get them, love to receive them.
Same.
Those are the same thing. And none of them were things I do. Love to get them, love to receive them.
Love to get them, love to receive them.
Love to give them.
Hate
too,
to see them walk away.
Love to watch. Love to watch them walk away.
That dick.
That's right. Anyway, so JJ's embarrassed and he's like, I could give you a, Jonesy, this can't be happening. I can give you a list of women this has never happened with. So Samantha bops out, runs into Richard, who's like,
was like, maybe I spoke too soon, and then sees JJ Abrams come out of the bathroom and is like,
and he's like, you know what? You were absolutely right.
We you'll never change, Samantha. And it's
definitely
like,
stay.
And you can say, see, Samantha's like,
Samantha's like, fuck, because she and her hastiness ruined maybe the chance to truly be with him.
He really looks like the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Like, also, zip up your pants, you fuck.
I know. JJ comes out of the bathroom and then zips his pants up. And he kisses her on the cheek and then he leaves. And he says, you'll never change and I wouldn't want you to. Let's just keep things as they were. And she's like, he couldn't even stay hard. It doesn't count. And Richard
walks away.
Good to see you, JJ. And
she says, don't say it, limp dick. And I want to know what she thought he was going to say.
I think he was going to put together that the reason she's been so interested is because she was
trying to. So they look like a bride and groom.
Because, except you're right, the tie is awful, especially because it's a wide tie and long. It's like a Trump tie. Like, it's like down to his dick
that
and
doesn't
wide.
Look like something that you rent.
No, it doesn't look right at all. And he's like,
they do look like a, they, I mean,
they look straight up like a bride and groom. And that's why she did it, because the writers were like, put her in a white dress.
Well, of course. And he's like, let's go to Vegas. Let's get married right now.
Let's just do it. Why not? What do we have to lose? I want to wake up next to you tomorrow. And
she's like, please stop. Please stop.
This isn't funny.
And he keeps going. This fountain is giving me Clueless vibes.
Yeah, I would agree.
Wait a minute. I love Josh.
Mm-hmm. We wake up tomorrow. It's done. All right? We're still us.
And basically they have this whole fight where she's like, why do I have to do this?
He's like, yeah. He's like,
nothing.
You don't even have to tell anybody.
He's like, nothing's going to change. And she's like, if nothing's going to change,
then
why do we have to do this?
And he says, you're just scared. She says, yes, I'm scared. Come on, Aiden. We talked about this. Then he says what Brooke and I just said, where he's like, well, first he says, no, you talked and I listened, which fair, you compromised, but don't be a dick about it now. But he says, Carrie, I looked at you across the room tonight and I thought, I love her and she loves me, and what are we waiting for? She says, I need
look at her
time.
Hair. She looks like a little bird.
I know, it's very fancy.
So now
bird.
And now they're having the like
feasting on fruits. He's like, I don't have tricks on my
sleeve. She's like, this is who I am. I want to get married. She's like, it's not about you, it's about me. And she's like, I'm not ready
for marriage.
And he says he is, and that's a serious like.
He's like, I'm sorry if that scares you, but people fall in love, they get married. It's this exact, you know, track.
Aiden voted for
what
Trump.
They do. I'm sure he did.
And then Carrie's like, well, it's revealed that.
Well, so it's what she says is the conversation that we relayed earlier, where she's like, if things aren't going to change, you know, if it won't change anything, why can't we just keep things the way they are? And he's like, I want you to be my wife. And she says, Aiden, you're pushing me. And he says, well, maybe you need to be pushed. What's the big deal? It's just a stupid piece of paper.
And then she says,
you don't trust me.
She realizes, yeah. And she like thinks that
he's trying to lock her down because
she sort of tries to reassure him.
She's like, you know, I would, she does this thing again where she's like, I would never. And it's like, your word means nothing because you did cheat on him. I mean, he's chosen to trust you. Yes, but
he doesn't.
And you also insisted on maintaining a relationship with Biggs, you fuckhead. Like, no wonder he wants to make sure.
But yeah.
And she says, there is nobody else. I love you.
Well, we have literally, we've never
you.
Seen them have one episode where they don't fight.
No.
Like, they don't have a good, like, this is
no, they shouldn't be together. That's the good thing about this. Although I had to keep pausing it, watching this, because it was so uncomfortable and sad.
This scene is really hard to watch.
Yeah. And before he walks away, she's like, look at me before you make a huge mistake. And he says, if you don't want to marry me right now, you'll never want to marry me.
And she says, that's not true. And he,
I think she's, and he says, I think it is. And I would agree with him because I think she's been lying to herself. It's the only reason I don't know what on earth appeals to Carrie Bradshaw about this, except the
him
sex and the not wanting to lose the comfort and stability, you know?
He's really grounding.
Yeah, she likes that.
But like, he can't provide her the life that she wants.
Well, he's basically like, I'm going to sleep in the other apartment tonight. And she says, just for tonight. And he takes a breath and he's like, I cannot believe I'm back here again. And that's when you're like, oh my God, yeah, Carrie, you've dragged him around for
years.
I
don't think this is Carrie's fault.
No, I would agree with that. But here's the other thing. It does come back to, you shouldn't have said yes. And the conversation should have been, maybe, but I love you, but I don't want to get married. I would agree, but you're right. I don't think she knew that she doesn't want to get married. But I think if she'd interrogated herself at all, she would know she didn't want to marry Aiden. And that she, knowing that it's important to him.
Yes, I know. But I think she was just like, maybe I'm like resistant to the idea of a wedding. And then I think she needed to go on this journey.
Okay. Actually, I agree with you there.
He didn't give her even a little bit of time. I think if he had given her 3 months of time and then was like, let's get married right now. Like she basically had a panic attack in front of him, was like, I'm freaking out about this. I need time. And
even he didn't give it to her.
He didn't give her he gave her maybe a day.
Yeah, no, you're
totally
right.
And then he
was
like, let's get married right this moment.
And you're freaking out.
Yes, obviously there are trust issues on his end, which like also make a lot of sense to me. But like.
No, you're right. I walk some of that back. What I do think is interesting is them getting to that point in that conversation and her being like, you're only going to sleep there one night, where it's like, you actually now have to think about the fundamental difference you have uncovered here, that he wants to get married and that he doesn't trust you and you don't want to get married and he doesn't trust you.
Watching that scene, would you say that you were more Team Carrie or Team Aiden?
Oh, God.
I'm
not sure I know. And I think that's why I started by saying this feels like the realist episode, because it actually feels like two people in a really difficult situation, because I don't think Aiden's in the wrong to react like he does.
No.
When I go back to the fact that she cheated on him and that she has refused to not have a relationship with Big, even after he explicitly asked, I'm just like so unsurprised that this is his reaction. That said, as with many things, I think he handles it terribly initially, you know, like, or he does the right thing initially and then flips on it, you know, or he, like, I don't think either of them are winners here, but no. I think that's testament to the fact that they should not have dated.
Right. But I find myself being like, she was very honest and open about communication.
Yeah, you're
in
right.
This moment.
About I would
this.
Lean that way. Yeah.
I'm okay.
She did her part in this episode in being very, very open and honest. You're right. And in meeting him and having a really hard conversation.
And he was a fucking child.
And it's unfortunate because he pretend. Well, he isn't a child at first, you know. In fact, because you were literally like, this is why people love Aiden.
Yeah.
In that scene. Like,
and then people just feel bad for Aiden.
Right.
Watching this.
Right.
Which, like, I get. Yeah, it's sad, but.
I think they both got way further into this than they ever should have with each other.
I agree. So just really quick, wrapping up Miranda,
she feels a real kick that night, like deep inside. And then she has to herself a moment of like, like this
human.
Is happening. Yeah, it's real.
Carrie's like trying to sleep. She's wearing this weird ass nightgown. And I'm like, where does this come from?
Also looks very uncomfortable. She's propped up, clearly not sleeping, playing with the ring around her neck.
She goes into the other apartment to find a sleeping Aiden or a not sleeping Aiden.
But he's literally just like laying on the drop cloth. It's very uncomfortable. And she lays down.
They do a lot of foot shots in this show.
A lot of weird tiptoeing.
I wonder if that's because that's not Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, maybe. Or if it's just really avant-garde.
Because the skirt is actually longer.
Huh. That's funny. I wonder why. There are some walls you can push through and some you can't. And then she gets down.
And snuggles up.
And she says that was the only night we would ever spend on the other side of the wall.
And Aiden moved out the next day.
Which I'm also like, so many complicated things to put back together there. Are they going to sell that apartment? Are they going to?
I guess. Well, yeah. And now he owns her apartment. Is he her landlord now?
Yeah, very strange. But so a really significant breakup, and now Carrie starts fresh. She goes from being engaged to, it's also interesting, think about how many things were pressuring her not to, though, even outside of herself. Like that Australian guy she met who was like, you can't be married. That ruins your whole image as this dating person. And like, she had so many, many reasons to not want to be married.
Yeah.
We only have three.
We have 1, 2, 3 episodes left of season 4.
Wow. Oh, I see Big in that last episode.
Who did you resonate with?
Oh, boy. Wow. Well, I think I resonated with here's some silly ones. Charlotte not wanting to go across the floor in a dance exercise alone just for the sheer fear of it, mostly. Miranda a little bit in the, like, everyone around you is reacting to something that you actually feel really differently about or don't feel that way, and it becomes a weird, like, social experiment almost, you know, to see how people perceive a thing differently than you do, and how disjointed and, like, disconcerting that can make you feel. Mm-hmm. I think Carrie having to have really hard conversations with someone she loves, I resonate with a lot. I think I've gone into some of those before recently, and, like, that's probably the most potent thing in this whole thing.
Yeah.
Is going in and being honest and having the really hard conversation because you think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Ugh. What about you?
I resonated with Carrie. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to, I think I'm like, I foresee myself like having a, something like that happen to me. Not necessarily the breakup, but I think I'm going to get engaged and like freak, maybe like a different version of it.
But I could see that happening with me too.
I see myself like having, like getting engaged and then like having a panic attack, like being so excited, but also like there was going to be like a, and I won't know what it is. And I'm very interested to see how my life progresses. And then also, I'm just like a folk. I'm a Carrie.
You know what? Also, I actually resonate a little bit with Samantha too in this whole mess of a thing, and in this whole like being connected to a guy in that way.
I almost just said Samantha.
And
like,
a guy
to
who
be...
like, and you're like not, it's not supposed to be serious and it's, you know, or whatever, but, and like you are kind of hurt, but you have to play like you aren't, or you get yourself into a situation without meaning, feelings, or and having,
it's very interesting.
I feel for her.
Ploppability? I think it's super ploppable.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I think this, except for, like I don't know. I think, save for the, like, sexist reporter who, like, couldn't be a character on TV right now.
Yeah, he's gross. Well, or he could be. He'd just be a lot more nuanced and more well done, you know, and more interesting storylines. What's interesting now is, I think what you and I were saying when the Samantha thing started in terms of ploppability with Richard, we were like, it would have to be handled a lot differently. The further into it we get, I'm like, actually, it'd be really interesting to see where they are now in the storyline, to have it be an actual developing relationship, and to see, like, it's not... If it's fully consensual, you know, then what are the difficulties around that? And like what
it's sort of
other
happening
people
on, that's happening on the bold type.
I keep needing to come back to that. The problem is I've now
fallen asleep during it.
No. Well, I did. But no, the problem is now I'm just into Game of Thrones. So I just have to keep doing that.
Yeah. But I think super ploppable.
Super ploppable.
Really quick. I saw a BuzzFeed thing, or I think it was like a Instagram thing. That was like, which Hogwarts house are you based on your...
Oh, whoa. How'd they pair it up?
Horoscope.
Oh, on your horoscope. Interesting.
Gemini is Slytherin and Cancer is Hufflepuff, which confirms that I am a Slytherin Hufflepuff rising.
Damn. Do you have that saved anywhere?
I can try to find it.
I'm curious. Happy Harry Potter's birthday, which is also happy birthday. Oh my gosh. Do you remember last year when we were recording an episode and my friend had her baby?
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was exactly a year ago. Oliver is one now, which is crazy. Shout out to Harry Potter and Oliver who have the same birthday. Both of the chosen ones. Babies of the pod. Guys, I quit my job.
I quit my job too.
Guys, we quit our jobs. Guys, we have new jobs.
I don't have a new job. I have one less job.
You have more hours at other jobs.
I have more hours at other jobs.
Can you delta up and delta down me, please?
Yes. My delta up is that I'm doing crossword puzzles and I'm actually figuring out how to do them.
That's super satisfying, dude. That's like a real skill.
I'm like... starting to enjoy them for the first time literally ever.
I really think it's a muscle, and Mara got really good at them, and she was like, honestly, you just like build up kind of a library in your head over time, because the thing is, I love words, you know, we have similar brains in that way. I just like, I don't have the trick of it yet, you know. I get stuck
sometimes. It's like two words.
That's really fun.
And then my delta down is that we saw another mouse.
Ugh. And that you waited for the pest control all day and they didn't come.
And and I just like had a thing not happen that I thought was going to happen. And honestly, That's like the story of my life recently.
Yeah.
Is that things happen, not happening.
And you aren't even upset, but it does still just like change things, you know?
I'm not upset,
but
actually.
It reorients the.
It's just sort of confirming some decisions that I've made, I think. And I'm excited about that. Oh, I think it's a post that I've liked, so I can maybe find it there.
Ooh, fun. Okay. Interesting. Ravenclaw. And, well, what's my, hang on, my moon is Libra, but I think I'm
Sagittarius. Oh, I didn't look at moon. What's Virgo?
Virgo is Slytherin.
Yeah.
So.
I'm a Slytherin Hufflepuff Slytherin.
Yep.
Which
makes sense. It really does. So mine is, so I always thought I was a Ravenclaw, and then I took this, the.
Pottermore?
Mm-hmm. Twice, and it gave me Gryffindor both times, so I've gone with that since.
I believe you as a Gryffindor.
It does make sense, but
you,
I always.
I see I just, you a cuspy Ravenclaw.
That's the thing. I think I would be. So I'm Aries, Sag, and Libra. So Aries is Ravenclaw. Sagittarius is Ravenclaw.
Interesting.
And Libra is Hufflepuff.
Interesting.
Clearly Ravenclaw, though. That does feel. I don't know, though.
I've
leaned into Gryffindor forever. I feel like the good news is this matters deeply and is crucial to the world.
We could talk to my brother about
it. Your resident Harry Potter expert.
Yeah. Did you know that we have a lot of Harry Potter memorabilia in our house?
Oh, my God. I am surrounded by it. It's amazing at all times.
Bridget.
Yeah.
What about you?
My delta down is that it was 93% humidity today.
Today?
Today.
I spent most of the day inside.
You know what, though? It was only like 78 degrees, so it wasn't terrible.
But it wasn't as bad as last week when it was 91% humidity and only 77 degrees.
That's true. I think it's because today there was a breeze.
Maybe the rain. I only went outside after the rain.
Yeah, the rain helped a lot.
It literally like monsooned, like horrifying hurricane rains, and then was like a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, I was coming out of the subway right as it started, coming back from therapy. And also I just haven't gotten a full night of sleep in like weeks. I know I say that every time, but
you literally have you ever slept?
No, that's not true. The last two weekends I've slept.
Okay.
I have because I was at home. Anyway, my delta up is this amazing wedding, which I downloaded like 45 minutes of words at Brooke about how gorgeous it was and how nice it was to see my friend Diane and to see a whole community of people like coming together to start these people they love on their new life together. And the 9-year-old ring bearer asked me to dance and we had the best dances of my life. And I got very, very pleasantly fun drunk and stayed there. And I got to see people I love and get introduced to a whole new community. And they live outside of Toronto and I'm going to go back all the time because it's easy to visit. I'm really pumped and it was beautiful and love is really cool and exciting. And it's fun to see your friends embark on like very huge new life experiences with someone by their side who adores them.
Yeah, totally.
I cried way more than I expected. It was very emotional. Irish danced the night away.
Dance
it was the best.
That's amazing. I'm really, you looked beautiful.
Thank you. Also, that was all fun. It's so fun to get your hair and makeup done. It's been a while. The dresses were Diana's so smart. We rented everything. And along with that, she rented those infinity dresses, which are like skirts that then have two long pieces of fabric sewn to the front. So you can wear them a million different ways. So like, we literally didn't try them on until day of, and yet everyone's worked. It all came together.
They were nice colors too.
Right? Yeah. Oh, she did such a good job.
Bruge.
Yep.
How might I find thee on social media?
Well, I did go into disguise mode for a while. You may not have been able to find me because I know you were looking, but I'm back at Mrs. Burt Macklin on Twitter and at Bridget M37 on Instagram. So hit me up, please. Slide into these old DMs. Brookie?
You can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Instagram at BrookeWiseman_.
Mm.
I'm really proud of the gram that I did yesterday or 2 days ago about the yoga one.
Oh yeah.
I'm really nervous about like having too much yoga on my Instagram.
You're doing good work.
But I think as long as I like remain me.
Yes.
I
agree fully.
I will be okay.
Also,
collectively we are at Splat Podcast on Twitter and Instagram and Splat the Podcast on Facebook.
Find us for Shrek's in the City coloring books.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Please do. We hit a really cool follower or subscriber benchmark on Acast, which is so exciting. And so if you're
is
listening
this
to
the
us,
same benchmark that you've been saying?
No, it's another one.
Oh, it's another one?
No, I'm keeping very excited about it. Although that would be something I would do. It's just every week be like, we hit such a cool benchmark and it's the same thing.
Just like tell your friends about us. And yeah, like, if you like don't us, tell five friends about us,
there will be a girl standing at the end of your bed singing, I'm moaning. A believer.
Oh my God.
Moaning, I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
No, I'm a believer. Different ghosts, depending on whether or not you choose the Bridget or Brooke option.
If you send it to, you get to
choose your ghost. Yeah. One of them is either of us as a child, and one of us is Irish step dancing, and one of them is like blasting Wicked.
Good. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it.
But Shrek and Wicked, they're both green.
So if you'd like to avoid having tiny child Brooke and Bridget ghosts in your bedroom, please forward this chain email to 5 people telling them to listen to our podcast.
And thank you so much.
That's that for Splat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.